Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Budget 2026 is literally just behind us, but the cost of living remains front and centre for many Irish households. The price of food continues to climb. It's up over 5% in the past year, according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. And for those already struggling to make ends meet, every single euro counts. Now, our reporter Maura Fay visited a food bank in Trim in County Meath to hear firsthand how rising grocery prices are really impacting families. And Maura is here now. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
Food banks are they a relatively recent development here in Ireland? Because we hear a lot about them across the water, but not so much here until the last couple of years.
Yeah, so in the UK and the US, they would have been established pretty much since the 1980s. Prior to the economic crash of 2008, food poverty was usually addressed through charities like the St. Vincent de Paul. Then in 2012, an Irish social enterprise called Food Cloud was started. It basically links businesses that have surplus food supplies, like supermarkets, with charities who can then redistribute that food. And since then, what we now recognise as organised food banks have become much more common. The food bank I went to was set up by Trim Family Resource Centre in Meath back in 2017 on a very makeshift basis. It was run by volunteers. It had one press with a couple of shelves. It's now expanded with part-time staff, three storage rooms, a number of freezers and 10 volunteers helping out weekly. They've 80 families registered with them, and in a sign of the times, they've had 12 families sign up in the last 3 weeks, which I'm told is a much higher sign-up rate than usual. Elaine Casey is the administrator of the food bank. She showed me around their premises.
So ideally on the shelves we have the basics. So it's your cereal, your tea, your coffee, sugar, porridge, soups. So they're your staples that we will always have. Even the pots of porridge as well. So that we would get them donated to us on a monthly basis through a fee programme. So we will always have that in stock. That's mm-hmm. always on the shelves. In regards to, as you can see, we have crisps, we have sauces, stuff that's there. So we also get that on a Monday from Food Cloud membership. And again, that's another that comes from funding. And without that, like, the food bank really wouldn't suffice, you know, if you didn't have that on board. Then we also have stock. We have flour on the shelves, and we're very lucky. We have a local supplier who owns a mill. So he supplies flour to us. Same with other businesses around. We have people who grow their own veg, grow their own apples, like apples are in season at the moment, so they come through. Basically, we depend a lot on donations, you know, and Tesco's, I have to say, are really, really good to us. We collect from them on a Monday night and a Wednesday night. M&S and Navin, really good to us as well. They donate to us the same night, so my volunteers go and collect that. And within that, we get fresh veg, bread, milk, your basics as well that every family needs. Then the local Aldi, we get our meat from them, which is able to help the family more. And then we also have a local supplier from up near Batterstown who has an organic farm, and he does donate lamb to us, which we're very lucky as well. And that's it. Like, without the people that are around us, the food bank actually wouldn't suffice. Yeah, look, you can live on your basics. You have your cereal, tea, coffee, but that's not going to go very far either, you know, in a house, if you have a house full of children either.
Elaine Casey there. Now, Maura, can anyone sign up for the food bank?
So for the Trim Food Bank, yes, you just have to be living in their catchment area of South Meath. You don't have to show any details of your income. You just have to show proof of address and answer a few questions. Some of the users of the service are actually families where both parents are working, but they're financially struggling because of high rents. Elaine explained to me how people benefit from the food bank.
When you come to me, it's a registration form. So it's a very simple registration form. We don't go into any details of your finances. As I say, my thing is, it takes a lot to come to that door in the first place. So the last thing I want people to feel, am I entitled to this? Am I entitled to that? At the end of it, everybody's entitled to food. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no reason why anybody should be hungry in this country as of now. I had a mum here 2 years ago that had not eaten for 4 days. Because she had to save her money for electricity and to buy baby food. But, like, that should not be happening. It should really not be happening. And it took her the guts to come to that door. People come in, they get so upset, they're so embarrassed. We're very easygoing here. We said, come on in, we make you a cup of tea. Just reassure them, look, this is not going to last forever. You know, it's not going to last forever, and we're here to help. So to pop in, all we need is name, address, We have a couple of questions that we ask, and the reason why we ask them, like, some is like, are you in low income, are you in homeless shelter, because some of our families are in emergency accommodation, any addictions. And the reason why we ask them questions, because we have other supports here in the Family Resource Centre that we can direct them to, you know, and they sign up, they get a date. So we run 2 days a week. We run Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we send out a text message in the morning, and they say, yes, I'd like to collect today, and we allocate them a time. So every participant gets a 10-minute interval for their privacy. You know, you come in one gate, pick up your parcel, pick up a bit of fresh fruit and veg that's all laid out already, and out the far side. Very simple, in, out, and you're done, you know, and it's very laid back.
I sense a real comfort in Elaine's voice. I would imagine if you're going there with in distress, oh, yeah, and you meet Elaine Casey, that
you, she'll mind you.
She'll, exactly, putting her arms around you. You can hear it. Who else did you speak to, Maura?
I also spoke to a former recipient of the food bank. She's a mother of several children, and she ended up having to use the food bank after encountering financial difficulty following the breakdown of her marriage. Initially, she went to the social welfare office, but for various reasons, she wasn't able to get supports at that time. She said she had just 2 euro to her name. She said someone suggested that she try the food bank, and initially she was so scared, but she's so glad she did avail of the service, and really wants to emphasise that no one should feel any stigma about needing to use the service, and also that there are other resources available to people in that kind of situation through the Family Resource Centre.
Okay, now the food bank, I know Elaine said that they have plenty coming in, but I'm sure they're always in need of more, are they?
Yep, they'll always welcome food donations, but once you scale up a service like this, it's not just as simple as handing food over. You need to have the right facilities, you need to meet food safety regulations, and you need staff in place to coordinate the logistics. Justina Doherty, who coordinates the Trim Family Resource Centre, explained to me what kind of support they're really looking for.
I think the key support would be a provision of some capital funding and also provision of kind of core funding to support the recruitment of staff. So what we find, like, while the volunteers are fantastic, and they do a lot of work during the week here between collecting the donations, putting the food out on the tables, packing packing the crates, going to the recycling center. That, you know, it requires a staff member to manage the volunteers, and then there is a lot of paperwork. So we were lucky actually that we secured some funding through Community Foundation and a toy show grant that was available there, because that allowed us to employ an administrator who looks after the paperwork that is required when running the, not just the food bank, but it's also, it's like a food management facility. We have to be compliant with HSE, and then we have to send off the reports to the European feed program as well.
That is Justina Doherty of the Trim Family Resource Centre, ending Maura Fay's report about the great work that they're doing there with their food bank.